New rule. No more books by talk show hosts. No, I mean it. Just this last one and then that's it. Who do we think we are anyway? I guess it's not enough to broadcast our every brilliant thought to millions of viewers each week. We have to also mass compilations of our favorite most precious bun mows so that people can carry them around under their arms and enjoy them at the beach or on the subway or during a quiet moment sitting alone at home in a small room. Okay, okay, and they also make great gifts. There, I've said it. But this book is different. It's not your typical pompous fare where I, the all-knowing host, sit in judgment, presuming to know through my vast experience as a media whore how you should be living your lives. No, no, not at all. This is a simple, humble collection of rules that basically points out how everyone but me has their head up their ass. Trust me, it's a great listen. And have I mentioned it also makes a great gift? But here's why I really wanted to publish this book. Whenever I'm in an airport waiting for a plane to take me to some stand-up gig, a stranger will invariably approach me and say, "Excuse me, sir, could you drop your pants so we can see what the dog is sniffing at?" And that's why I wanted to make new rules into a book, not just so there would be something else for people to discuss with me in airports, but also because it seemed about time that this structureless society of ours got back to the idea of rules, limits, and boundaries. We have come to interpret the word freedom as meaning without rules or boundaries, but that's not all there is to it. Kris Kristofferson wrote, "Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose," apparently without considering that nothing left to lose is not another word at all, but four words. In doing so, he followed the rules of neither math nor grammar. What a loser. And yet, when I was a teenager, I wanted to be just like Kris Kristofferson, grizzled, and not following the rules. Rules were for squares. I thought I was too cool for rules, which is quite amusing considering nothing about me at that age even remotely suggested coolness, except maybe my plaid polyester bell-bottoms. Of course, that's often the way it is. The urge to rebel in youth often predates having a reason to do so. But then one day you take a lawn dart in the kidney and suddenly following the rules, at least the rules about lawn darts, doesn't seem like such a bad idea. I never did take a lawn dart in the kidney. That's just an example. But I did wake up one morning after a sleepover at John Waters' house to find my sleeping bag wasn't zipped up the same way as when I passed out. We all learn. It's just a matter of how and when.